I've used that expression all my life.
I'll get your jacket.
I'll lint your jacket if you don't get quiet.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, it means you whip it. They understood it.
How do you say it now? What are the words?
I'll lint your jacket if you don't get quiet.
I see. Take the lint off it, huh?
Yeah. Now, listen. We had the question here yesterday, calling a horse. And I wasn't last night after I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
We had a way of calling a horse.
Yeah.
Quop, Sealy. Quop, Sealum. Quop. Quop.
Quop, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, that's good.
I don't know. That's, ain't that right, Desi?
Yeah, I've heard my daddy call him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he didn't come to me last night.
I see. That's the sort of thing I was wondering about. And if you want to know the number of times someone did something, you might say to them, how you go to town, for example. You might ask them,
how often do you go to town?
And if I tell you I'm not going to do something, you agree with me, and you're gonna be behaving the same way. I say, I'm not going to do that. You might say,
well, it's all right with me.
But
it suits me.
Yeah. How about
if I didn't agree with him?
No, if you did agree with him, but I say I don't want to do that. You might say something like, or I would say, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
You don't. You say, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what.
Did you use something like either or neither? I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I've expressed like this, but I don't know what's best.
Uh-huh.
And whether it's best to or not.
Yeah, well, I was something like either am I or neither am I.
Well, of course, we use either most.
All right. And now these are just for pronunciation. There are.
I see now.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. But now this up here would be my.
That's your forehead.
Yeah, and up here is.
That's your hair.
And if I didn't shave, my grow.
You have a beard.
And this is my
ears.
Which one? Now, this is my
left ear and right ear.
And this is my
mouth.
And this is my
throat.
Yeah, this is the throat here, and the whole thing all the way around.
That's your neck.
Yeah, and up in front here.
That's your Google. Adam's apple.
What's the other name?
Google.
Okay. And this is one.
Tooth.
And two.
Teeth.
And above the teeth are the.
The gums.
Okay, and this is the one of my hand here.
That's a palm.
All right, and I make a.
Fist.
Two
fists.
And your wrist, elbow, and shoulders, all of those things are your. You get pains in the.
The joints.
And this is my.
Chest.
And these are my.
Shoulders.
And this is one.
That's five.
The whole thing is there. How are you today? This is my.
That's your hand.
Two
hands.
And this is my
leg.
And this is a
foot.
Two
feet.
Okay. And and here, this part right here.
That's the calf of your leg.
Yeah, but you get kicked right.
Oh,
here.
That's your shin.
All right. Now, if someone's sitting down in the back part of his leg, you know, like out in the field or something, mm-hmm. He might be looking at a crop carefully, checking the insects or something. He might sit down in the back of his leg. You might say he's
hunkered down.
Okay. And if someone has been sick and looks kind of pale, you might say a person looks a little.
Looks sick.
Yeah, sick. That's the idea. Now, are there any other expressions for that?
Well, I see. He looks bad.
Yeah. How about puny or peony?
Oh, yes, we use that a lot of times. He looks puny.
Okay.
Looks frail and puny.
Okay, frail and puny.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if a person was able to lift up, say, the back end of a wagon or something all by himself,
yeah.
He'd say he's really.
He's a strong man. He's stout. He's a giant.
Okay. And then someone who's always, you know, seems to be very easy to get along with all the time.
He's very agreeable.
Okay. And if a person. He's always stumbling over things.
Yeah, he's clumsy and awkward.
Yeah. Are there any other expressions for that? You might especially use when talking about a teenager.
No.